Hello, everybody. This your girl, Shawana, here doing another podcast. I hope everyone's having a happy evening, a happy Monday. I hope everyone had a great weekend. And I'm still excited by doing this podcasting thing, letting go and let God take control of my Exodus movement. I've been a little busy, but I'm still going to take time to speak my truth and say anything that's encouraging to help others. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about a little snippet, just a little something. Maybe these words that I say could help somebody. It's 2020 and so much is going on. In the last month, the first month of the year, it's been a lot of tragedy and a lot of death going on around in my neighborhood and my city. And it's even hit home with my family. Saturday, I had to bury my cousin. And I'm still dealing with that, you know, because he was such an outstanding young man. He had a lot of health issues and he overcame a lot that the doctors said that he wouldn't, but he did. And he lived longer than what the doctors expected. So I'm just so happy and proud of that. But at the same time, I'm sad. But I know that he's in a better place. He's not suffering anymore and God is with him. And he's with his mother too as well. But what I want to talk about, just for these little snippets, is being honest with God. That's what I want to talk about, being honest with God. Because we're not being honest with Him. A lot of times, we're going through so many things, and we're asking God, why are we going through these things? And it's because we're not being honest with Him. You know, we pray for this, and we pray for that. But when you're down there praying to God, you got to believe in what you're praying. And when you're praying for stuff, then you sit there and say, well, God, if you do this for me, I'm going to stop doing this. I'm going to stop doing that. But in reality, you haven't stopped doing it. You're still doing it. And you think God going to continue to bless you while you're still doing wrong. And we got to stop doing that. We got to start being honest with God, being honest about what we're doing, how we're doing, who we are and what we are and why. Because guess what? That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be honest. He wants us to have a relationship with Him where we can tell Him, God, you know what? I am a liar. I am a cheater. And I keep coming to you saying this over and over. Help me with this and help me with that. In reality, I just don't care because I keep doing it. That's the type of relationship God wants us to have with Him. He wants us to be anchored in Him and to be honest. And when you're honest with Him, He's going to bless you and He's going to keep you and continue to help you along the way. But if you keep on lying, keep on doing the same old thing, He's going to continue to chastise you. Continue to let things go on and happen to you until you realize, yes, He's a jealous God, but He's a loving God as well. And all He wants us to do is to have faith, to believe in Him, to love Him like He loves us, and to have a relationship with Him. And there's nothing that He won't do for us. It's nothing. But we got to be honest. So that's what I'm talking about, being honest with God. I was reading this lesson. I was going through my Sunday school lesson, and I was reading this lesson. It was about this man. He kept asking God. He was cheating on his wife. He'd been cheating on her for a long time. And every time he got caught, he would tell his wife, I'm going to stop doing it. It didn't mean nothing. I'm going to ask God to help me to stop cheating. And he would get on his knees and pray and ask God to stop him from cheating, stop him from doing this. And he would talk to a friend of his. And his friend was like, I'm just going to be honest with you. You're not going to stop doing what you're doing because you don't care. And he was like, what do you mean? He said, you need to be honest with God. If you're going to sit there and pray and ask God to stop you from cheating, then you need to be honest to Him as why you keep doing it. And he was like, nobody's ever told me that before and said that to me. And it made him start thinking. And he realized it was the truth. He kept cheating because he didn't care. He didn't want to stop cheating. He was just going through the motions every time he got caught and praying to the Lord to ask him to stop doing it. But he didn't want to stop doing it because he didn't have regards for God's feelings and for God's commandment. So that's why he kept doing it. And that's what we do a lot of times. We sit there and ask God to help us with this and that and stop us from doing this and that. But in reality, we don't have regards for God's feeling to follow his commandments of not doing it in the first place. Because we keep doing it. And then we turn around, I'm going to stop, I'm going to be better, I'm going to do better. But you keep doing it. It's because that's what you want to do. And God wants us to just to be honest and say that. Lord, I keep coming to you, but I ain't trying to do it because I'm not having regards to what you're saying. I'm not believing in what you're telling me to do, and I keep doing it, but I just ask you to help me to stop doing it. Take away this lying spirit that I got. Take away this cheating spirit that I got. Take away all this that I got going on and give me a clean heart. That's what we have to actually do if we want to change. We got to be honest with God. He already know, but he want us to be honest with him and tell him. Because he want us to build that relationship with him where we can just come to him and be honest and tell him anything and everything. How we feel, how we don't feel. That's what he want. And that's what we got to start doing. That's what we got to start doing. We can't sit here and tell nobody else about what they should be doing. And we can't sweep around our own door and be honest with God ourselves and tell him what we doing. We can't. And that's something I had to learn. I ain't afraid to say about me. I used to pray all the time, Lord, help me stop lying. Help me stop doing this. And as soon as I got off my knees, I'm sitting up there on the phone telling another lie about something else, trying to cover myself, trying to get over, do whatever, trying to make ends meet. And I wasn't thinking I was hurting nobody because I'm trying to make ends meet, trying to keep a roof over my kids' head and myself. But at the same time, I'm hurting people that I love because I ain't realizing what I'm doing. Because in the end of the day, that lie gonna come back. Because you done lied so much, you start believing the lie. You done lied so much, you done forget what you said the first time, and it come back on you. And then you got to remember what you said to try to keep it up. That's too much brain power to use. It really is. Too much brain power. When you just tell the truth from the beginning. So I really had to get on my knees and ask the Lord to take away that lying spirit from me. Just to be honest, I had to be honest and Lord, I am a liar. I am a liar. I lied and I wasn't trying to hurt nobody, but that's what I end up doing. I was a liar. I have depression. I tried to kill myself. I had all this going on, Lord. I got to be honest with you. I'm just messed up from the flow up. And I just need you to help me right now to get back anchored. And most of all, you had to close this hole in my soul. It wasn't no hole in my heart. It was a hole in my soul that needed closing. And I couldn't move forward from nothing until I got that closed. Because it's a difference when you got a hole in your heart. We say we heartbroken. But it's a total difference when your soul is broken. Your spirituality is broken. When you're not anchored in the Lord no more, it's a whole different thing. And that's what I had to get fixed in order for me to be better and do better. And here I am speaking on a podcast because it's a day-by-day process. It ain't easy. It's not easy getting on your knees and being honest to God. Because he's our Father. And he has all these expectations. We have these Ten Commandments that we're supposed to follow. We're supposed to be out here in this world helping people and bringing people to Jesus. Living right, loving one another, helping one another. And it ain't easy to come to him and say that I'm wrong. that I did this. I'm a liar. I'm a cheater. I'm a killer. I'm a murderer. I'm a thief. I'm a homemonger. It ain't easy to get down on your knees and tell God that, which he already know, but he just want us to tell him so he can forgive us. So he can forgive us and move on and bless us to be better and do better. To put us in a position for the things that he wants us to have. The path that he wants to go on. See, we stumble. We block our own blessings all the time. We fall off the path that he has us on all the time. Because we too busy trying to do us and not what he say. We too busy trying to have that pride and try to hold this in and say, I did this, I did that. We don't want to be honest with nobody. We have to be honest with ourselves first. We got to be honest with God in order to be honest with other people. As I always say in my other podcast, that man in the mirror. That's one of the best songs Michael Jackson sung. I love that song because it's so true. That man in the mirror. You listen to the lyrics and you understand. You can't make a change in nobody or the world or nothing until you make a change at yourself first. You got to look at yourself in that mirror. You can't tell nobody else they need to stop lying until you tell God that you a liar and stop lying yourself. You can't tell nobody else they're a cheater until you tell God and yourself that I am a cheater. I'll be honest, that I am a cheater. I'm a homemonger. I'm a thief. I'm all that. You can't do it. You got to grade your own paper first. As my pastor always would say, you have to grade your own paper. You can't grade mine. You can't grade mine. You got to grade your own paper. And until we can be honest with God, that's the only way we're going to be able to move forward. Be able to have a good relationship with our friends and family, our loved ones, our husband, our wives, our boyfriends. We got to be honest with him first. And once he transforms you, give you that clean heart and that spirit, then you can move forward of doing anything. Being honest with everybody and making a difference in this world and doing the will that he wants you to do. I'm learning that every day. Once I started being honest with God about who I was and what I had become, it was like a burden that was lifted off of me. I'm not perfect. I'm not going to sit here on this podcast and say that I am and sit here and tell people this is what you should and should do. No, I know from experience because this is what my life is going through right now. This is what I'm transforming right now into this. I spent so many years lost, unanchored, with that hole in my soul from when I got raped. I didn't care about nothing and nobody. I didn't care if I lived or died. I was the mother that I should have been to my boys. I started off being that mother, but when that happened, I wasn't the same person anymore. And people fail to understand when you have something traumatic happen to you and you don't seek help for it, you can't have a normal relationship with anybody. Not with your children, not with your family, not with a boyfriend, not with a husband or wife or nothing. Because you're mentally messed up. You're spiritually messed up. And sometimes physically. And people don't understand it unless they go through it. You know, a lot of people say all the time, well, all you need to do is get help. You need to speak to somebody or you need to talk to somebody. You can't tell me what I need to do. If you have not been through that experience, you can't tell me nothing. You can't even relate to how I feel and what I'm going through because you haven't been through it. And that's a lot of times we mess up on. We try to tell people what they should or could do when something happened to them. You can't do that unless you've been through it. You can't tell them that. You can't tell them because you don't know how they feel. My cousin, them, that was my uncle's son that died this weekend. I can't sit here and pretend to tell my cousin I know how she feel because my brother's still alive. My mama's still alive and my daddy. She's lost her mother and her brother now. I can't sit here and say that I know how you feel because I don't. I don't know what she's going through. I know she's hurting. But the only thing I can do is be there for her and love her and comfort her when she need me to be. And that's what happens. And that's what we have to do. I did a podcast about bereavement. And I remember when I said in that podcast that there is not a timeline for bereavement. And a lot of people don't understand that. They think that, oh, after maybe a month or two, you should be over it. No, you're not. There's not a timeline. There's not a process that you go through in bereaving. Because that's something that you're going to go through for the rest of your life. Because that's a loved one that you lost. And you just can't forget them like they never existed. And people have the tendency to make it about them. I had sent her a message, a comforting message, and I told her, I'm here whenever you need me. And I said, knows I said, when you need me. I said, because a lot of times people make it about themselves. They're not thinking about your feelings. They're thinking about what they think how stuff should go or what they want to do and not about you. They think about what you should do. They trying to tell you how stuff should go and how you should feel. That's not how it goes. And that's what I told her. She took care of her brother. She did. She took care of him. She pretty much put her whole life on hold taking care of him. So I know she's hurting. I can't imagine how hurting she is. Because like I said, my brother's still alive. And I can imagine what I go through if something happened to him or something happened to my mother or my children. But all I know, I can be here for her, give her comforting words and be there. Because that's when the process starts. See, everybody going to be there when the funeral going on. Because they're going to see the casket. They're going to see how the program was and all this. That's what everybody come for. But after the funeral, that's when the process starts, when you going to need people. That's when you going to need God the most. When you going to have to pray. When those nights come around, when you hit those memories and you just break down and cry. And you don't know why you're crying. Because you done heard a song that reminds you of that person. Or you done passed by a restaurant and you remember we was there at that restaurant. Or we traveled down this road and you remember a memory of we going down this road. That's when you gonna need God. And that's when you gonna need people to help you. That's when you gonna need people to help you and uplift you and pray for you and be there for you after the funeral. After the funeral. My kid's father got murdered. It'll be 5 years, July the 10th. This year. And I kid you not, his favorite song was Sarah by Hall and Oates. And I tell you, anytime I hear that song on the radio, I start crying because it reminds me of him because he played it all the time. I was at work the other day and the song came on at my job and I started crying. And my coworker was like, what's wrong, Shawana? I said, I'm good. I'm good. It's been 5 years, but that's what I say. There's no timeline for bereavement. You still hurt, but you can manage the hurt as you go. It gets a little easier. It gets a little easier, and you'll be able to deal with certain things. But like right now, it's fresh for my cousin now. It's fresh. But that's what I'm saying. You got to be honest with God. Have to be honest. Being honest with God is so important because that's how you build your relationship with Him. Because that's what He wants to have, that intimate and personal relationship with Him. And there's nothing He won't do for us. Just like how I'm talking to this mic and this podcast, that's how God wants you to talk to Him. because he our Father. We shouldn't be scared to tell him nothing or ask him for nothing, be ashamed of anything, because he loves us no matter what, and he gonna forgive us. We just got to have faith and believe. That's all we got to do. We got to have faith and believe, and we have to be honest with him. We got to look at that man in the mirror first before we can get out and change the world and try to change somebody else. Sweep around your own front door before you can go outside and sweep around somebody else's back door. You know what I mean? So that's all I want to talk about for these little snippets. Being honest with God. Don't be afraid to be honest. Don't be afraid to tell God how you feel. You going through something, you be like, God, why am I going through this? Why do you got me suffering? Don't be afraid to ask that. And when you ask it, you stay down there and listen to him and give you the answer. Because that's a lot of times we don't do. We get down on our knees and we pray for this and we pray for that. But we don't stay down and listen for him to answer. And that's how come we mess up a lot too. Don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid. Listen to what he got to say. Be honest about your feelings. He already know. He just wants you to tell him. Because he's our Father. Lord, I know I messed up. I know I did this. You see through me. But help me change. I know I ain't perfect. And I know it's going to take a minute. But Lord, I need you to help me. That's what he wants from us. We got to have that relationship with God. We can't listen to what other people say a lot of times. People try to tell you this and try to tell you that. You get a lot of people that be scripture Bible thumpers and scripture reciters that can quote every scripture in the Bible, but their heart ain't clean. They can tell you everything about yourself, what you're doing wrong, but they doing the same thing. See, we got to learn to have that relationship with God ourselves, and we have to worry about people trying to judge us and tell us this and that. Because you know for yourself. You got to read the word. You got to study the word. And most importantly, you got to believe in God and have that relationship with him. And he going to show you and teach you and tell you. And when you got people coming at you all different ways to try to tell you this and tell you that, baby, you can push them on back. Push them on back. Because God got you and you got this. So that's all I want to talk about for this little snippets, being honest with God. And I hope whatever I said on this podcast can help somebody, because that's what it's all about. Letting go and letting God take control, my exodus, which means starting over. Letting go all your hurts and pains and just starting over brand new. And when you're starting over brand new, be honest with God while you're doing it, and see how he will bless you abundantly. So y'all have a good night, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.